Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. Studio lines open 316-869-1330. If you're watching this riveting Super Bowl, it's still 3-0, just so you know. Of course, if the Chiefs were in there, we know it'd be a better score. That's fine. We do every week, we do a poll, and wanted to give you the results of this week's poll. So we asked this week on Facebook, and we do have the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. Make sure you get on there. You can vote in the poll. You can link to our podcasts. Lots of articles and content on there. So make sure you visit the John Whitmer Show on Facebook, which is ironic that we're talking about Facebook after that last segment where we talked about bias online. But anyway, so we asked, do you believe the mainstream media is biased against Republicans and conservatives? 95% of you said yes, absolutely, it's obvious. 5% said no, the coverage is fair, which is nice to know that I do have 5% liberal Democrats who actually listen to the show and visit me online. So thank you. I'm glad to have the Democrats here. I wish you'd call in. I would give my right arm to have an on-air debate with a liberal Democrat. I really would. John Carmichael, my friend, Democrat representative from Wichita, John Carmichael, I would love it if he'd call in and we could debate, oh, I don't know, gun control, abortion, Medicaid expansion, anything, anytime. So feel free, if you're one of these 5%ers and want to call in, I would love it. So there is a growing trend in alternative media out there, and we're talking about media bias. And so part of the response, I don't know if this is part of the response to this or what, but there is a growing trend out there to have alternative media, other sources for content, because I think folks are just getting tired of looking at the same bias in their television, in their newspaper, et cetera. One of those locally is a pretty neat little something, and I found it online, and we've actually, my wife and I, she's found it, and she actually pointed it out to me, but it's an online alternative media site, and it's called Brevity. And the folks from Brevity are here with us this evening, and so I wanted to kind of invite them to come in and talk a little bit about kind of what they're doing, what their site is about, what their topic's about, how this all came about. So I wanted to welcome Katie. How are you this evening? Thank
Very
you for joining
well.
Us.
Thank you.
Well, and you came from regular media, did you not?
Yes, mainstream.
Mainstream,
as
okay,
we
well,
say.
Okay, so it is mainstream. Okay, so yeah, you came from the mainstream. TV, wasn't it? You were like an anchor.
Yeah. I most recently worked here in town as the morning news anchor for several years, and I have about 15, 16 years experience at this point. So I started 2003 working in Rock Island, Illinois. I have toured the Midwest and ended up here in Wichita in 2011.
And how did Brevity come about? I mean, I know it's. I've watched some of the, I don't know, do you call them podcasts, or are they, what's the technical
It's an
term?
Online live broadcast. Okay. We have a blog as well and a website where we're trying to create a community of contributors, and we just really want to share stories that make an impact. One of the things that you have to do when you're in mainstream media is you have to do, we call it the cost of doing business stories, but they're not really the stories that affect anyone or that leave, you know, leave you with something to think about.
Right.
And so I wanted the chance to tell the stories that I wanted to tell, no matter what anyone else said.
Fair.
And so now I have that.
So I have to back up here. What is a cost of doing business story? This is a little bit of inside
sure.
look at media. I mean, is this like, hey, we got a sponsor, and so we're going to go down and do a segment on his business?
No.
Or
No, it's more like the stories that you want the public to know that you're staying on top of what's happening. Breaking news a lot of times is the cost of doing business. So it's stories that you try to tell stories that have the biggest impact, the broadest impact.
Right.
But sometimes there are those stories that you need to hear about, the
boil water advisory, that kind of
stuff. Yes, right. Okay, yes. Exactly.
Okay, so something that's going to put you to sleep.
Right, or a lot of like the drug-related shootings.
Gotcha.
Gang-related shootings.
Gotcha.
I mean,
okay.
It has its place and it's important, but it also takes up a lot of valuable time in a news broadcast.
Gotcha.
News broadcast, so.
So what you're looking for is sort of like things that can highlight more local color, things that and
local people doing cool things is what I really love. Eventually, right now, keep in mind we're a staff of two. It's my husband and me. So, and we have two little boys at home and another one on the way. So, eventually, I would like to really do ripple effect stories, the stories where you paying it forward. So. There's anyone out there that wants to help us make that happen. Let me know.
That's a great one. See, that would be a cool story.
Just stories that, I don't know, for example, if you're familiar with Steve Hartman. He's a networks, CBS.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay. He just tells really great stories, the stories that leave you thinking and they're memorable. And so that's the overall goal.
Sort of like Hatterberg's people, Larry Hatterberg.
Yes.
Kinda, yeah. That,
yes.
Okay.
Larry does a great job.
Sort of like that. So you. And you highlight them now. Where do people find you? If there's somebody wants to watch some of your episodes.
Sure. Well, you can find us on Facebook. Just type in Brevity, B-R-E-V-I-T-Y. We call it Brevity because we try to be brief. I don't want to waste your time. So you can find us on Facebook. We're brevitylive.com is our website.
Okay. And how did you get into doing this? I mean, what prompted you? Obviously, was it just the desire to have the freedom to cover what you wanted or...
Yes, and still be able to share stories. I love meeting people who do cool things and letting other people know about it. And so this is the way that I can do that.
Very interesting. So now, how did you get into journalism in the beginning? I mean, was this...
That was something I always wanted to do from when I was really young. Probably second, third grade, maybe. I have the proverbial news tapes that I made when I was young.
Sure, oh yeah.
I went through a couple phases, a veterinarian, a marine biologist. And believe it or not, journalism pays more than marine biology, so especially in the Midwest.
Sure. We don't have that many, lakes here.
Right.
That are oceans.
Right. And so I just ended up going for journalism. I went to school for it. I'm from Illinois originally, so I went to the U of I and... got a job a couple months out of college and have never looked back. Started from the ground up, though, which was fun.
Well, I'm sure. So what? Tell me the best, the most unique story that you've done, that you've covered.
Oh, man. Talking with stories with impact that are just people doing interesting things. It actually was in Wichita, not soon after I got here. There was a local lady at the time who did, are you ready? Bunny rabbit therapy. Okay.
Now, is this therapy for the rabbits or using rabbits for therapy for people?
Maybe both. I don't know if the rabbit has emotional issues.
With liberals, it wouldn't surprise
me. Right. But it was a lady, an elderly lady who kept rabbits, took in rabbits that other people didn't want. And then she would go to visit people with severe cognitive disabilities.
Oh, Democrats.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I did not say that.
I know I did.
We are not biased.
That's right. You're not. I am. It's okay. Right. It's fair. It's fair.
But no, and then she would read a story and they could pet the bunny. And it was just really neat to see how something so simple as having a rabbit that would visit would really help them, stimulate brain activity and help them grow in what they could and their abilities of what they could do.
Huh. Fascinating.
Yeah.
So let me ask you. So you spent over a decade in regular broadcast, as you said, mainstream media.
Yes.
Did you during that period of time, did you see a bias? I mean, or is it something, you're nodding your head. For those of you, she is nodding her head. So, I mean, is it as obvious as what, because I know, I've met with producers and people who used to work in the industry. My brother was worked for Channel 12 for years and on the sales side. And, he and I never really talked about it, but I do remember one conversation where he admitted that, the news department in particular had a slant to it.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, you definitely see it more, I would say, on a network national
level. Oh, I think you're right, yeah.
Level, because there's a lot more money there and influence. But I would say it's at the local level, too.
And I think it's obviously more, it's more obvious now than it was probably back in my brother's time, for sure.
And I got to thinking about why is that, and I don't want to blame social media because I think social media has a lot of great benefits, but it makes a lot of our lives much more visible to everybody. And so it's hard to, I mean, when you work in the media, you don't really have a personal Facebook page because if people know you work for such and such station, anything you share, I'm like, oh, well, they liked such and such. Well, now we know how. So I just think it's made it a lot more challenging.
So you
but
have
it's not
the same
impossible.
Thing. Legislators have the same thing. I mean, it's right. If anything that you post or you like or can be taken out of context or.
Yes.
Yeah. And you see that quite a bit.
Yep.
It's, you know, I do think it's interesting when you talk about media bias, how it does not only the overt, but even in some of the subtle programming ways and certain things. I know that, you know, certain decisions that they make about what stories to air, what stories not to air, that can be a factor too. And how they cut, even how they cut in interviews. I've done many interviews when I was a legislator. 15 minutes, I'd be interviewed, 30 seconds would be aired. And it was not the 30 seconds that I would have chosen.
Yes, I have seen that a lot. And sometimes that comes with inexperience. Sometimes that comes with a direct intent, and which is unfortunate. But you are not wrong. It does happen.
So if you're, you know, you're Joe Public, and they're looking to find an alternative, they're looking for something, you know, like a brevity, so other ways to alternatively get their news.
Sure.
Do you have a suggestion for them? I mean, what can folks do if they're tired of, because I know people who are just tuning out. I'm tired of bias in the media. I don't want to hear it. I mean, I will put Fox News on, and it will not be long before my wife either leaves the room or goes out on the deck with the dogs because she just gets tired of hearing it. And she's as conservative as I am.
You know, and I thought about that, too. I don't even know. I don't know what the solution is. I think it's just a day where people have to be more personally responsible for what they're taking in. I mean, you got to consider the sources. When all the articles that get posted and shared, you got to look at the source. Where is it coming from? Maybe do a little of your own research. And I get, people don't have time to do that. This is a busy day and age. And so the knee-jerk reaction is, oh my gosh, I can't believe they did that share.
Right, oh yeah.
Well,
just from the title.
I mean, we've seen how many examples.
Yeah.
Of that, the young man at the Lincoln Memorial.
Oh, yeah,
recently.
Absolutely.
I mean, you just, a picture is taken one way or one phrase is said one way and you don't get the full story and you've just been manipulated.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate it. Give me one more time. Give us that website before we
BrevityLive.com.
Fantastic. Katie, thank you for coming and joining us.
After
the break, we have Alan Cobb, president of the Kansas Chamber of Commerce, will be with us. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.